God at the end of the world. But Sister White here has just told us we should not expect union among the nations of the world, where we've just read a few quotes prior to that, where she said there is union. There's going to be a universal bond of union. Is she speaking against herself? I don't believe so. In the Bible, and this is an important rule in Bible prophecy that is, it's sometimes obscure to many students of prophecy, but it's valuable to understand and come to grips with. Luke 8:11. Now the parable is this. The seed is the Word of God. The Bible is compared to a seed. And in a seed, matter is not what kind of plant we're speaking of. In a seed, as small as it is the complete genetic information needed to develop an entire plant. And the Bible is a seed. And you'll find, if you look at it closely, that when a topic or a theme or a subject, whatever you want to label it, in the Bible is brought up for the first time, that it includes the entire story. The rest of the Bible will expand that story. It will fill in more information about that story. It'll make it clearer. It will develop it more and more. But it never goes outside the scope of the initial story that arrives the first time in the Bible. A classic example of that is the gospel prophecy in the beginning of Genesis, where Christ is destined to crush the head of Satan. Those few verses there give the total theology of the gospel of Christ. Now, the Bible expands on that theology, but it never adds any new information outside the scope of it. And in that sense, the Bible is the Word of God. And in Genesis chapter 10 and 11, we see the seed story of Babylon. We see it in the Tower of Babel, and within this very beginning story of Babel, we see the very essence of modern Babylon portrayed. We don't have time to look at it all, but we're going to look at a little piece of it from Genesis 11, verses 1 through 9. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, Go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime they had for mortar. And they said, Go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered.